Good morning, Simon. Good morning to the listeners. My current role at the Bridge of Heroes, I'm in communications and marketing now, but I started as a beneficiary using the services of the Bridge for Heroes. I then went on to become a trustee. I was a trustee there for a couple of years. I've been the company secretary, but now my role is communications and marketing.
And for those that don't know, Bridge for Heroes actually provide mental health and well-being support, don't they, for the community of armed forces people?
Absolutely right. We look after many armed forces people and their families who come through our doors. Most of them, when they first arrive, are seeking some sort of help. We do get many people drop in just for a cup of coffee as well, but most of the people, when they first come to us, really have a significant need.
So what happens in Armed Forces Week and how are Bridge for Heroes involved this time?
This week, here in West Norfolk, we started Armed Forces Week on Monday. There was a flag-raising ceremony in Tower Gardens that was presided over by the mayor, the deputy mayor, and other dignitaries. There was also a flag-raising ceremony at the hospital, Queen Elizabeth. And the Bridge of Heroes, we were very, very lucky on Wednesday. The weather was fabulous. We had a barbecue in our little courtyard for our beneficiaries and volunteers. And that was well attended, and it was a beautiful day.
And what's happening tomorrow for Armed Forces Day?
Well, for Armed Forces Day tomorrow, there are lots of events up and down the country. There are parties. But most of all, what I would expect of Armed Forces Day for people, there are 2 million veterans currently in this country. Most families have a link to the armed forces in some way or another. And it just doesn't just involve members of the forces or veterans. It's their families too who have stayed behind to support troops deployed overseas on operations. And tomorrow is an opportunity just to take a moment to have a reflection of those people and in some cases the sacrifice that they've given on behalf of our country.
Carl, keep up the great work you do. Bridge for Heroes are a brilliant organisation, and if you or someone you know might need the help, they're very easy to find. If you park your car in the multi-storey, you probably walk past them every day of your life. They're just right next door to where Belton and Duffy is and down from the cinema.
Yeah, and if you're a veteran or if you're linked to a military family, please pop in and see us. Sit down and have a free cup of tea or coffee and a biscuit and a chat in the company of like-minded people.